It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game! And Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that! That ball almost went through the ring light! A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike 3, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut, a perfect 1-2-3 top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park in Brooklyn, New York, it's time for Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network. Happy Star Wars night, everybody. It is game 5 of 6 between Brooklyn and Jersey Shore in the penultimate homestand of the season. What's going on alongside Justin Rock? My name is Johnny Gadamowicz. Well, Brooklyn back in the win column last night. Cyclones dropped the first three games of this series, but Jonah Tong went out there and gave the Cyclones, well, a Jonah Tong-type performance. 5 shutout innings, 8 strikeouts. He became the second Brooklyn starter this year to hit the century mark when it comes to the K's, and it got Brooklyn back in the win column with a 4-1 victory. So that brings us to today, and Cyclones will try to grab their second win of this series and set up what would be a Sunday matinee game tomorrow where Brooklyn could potentially salvage a split in terms of losing the front three and now trying to win the back three. But plenty to go before we worry about tomorrow. Cyclones obviously hoping to take care of business today. They've got momentum on their side, though, and not just thanks to Jonah Tong's really good performance, but a couple of standout key pieces offensively last night as well, Justin. Not only does Nick Morabito continue to do what he does best, pick up yet another multi-hit game with 3 base knocks. He wasn't the only Cyclone with 3 hits. Really nice to see Junior Tillian coming around as well with a couple of clutch ribbies down the stretch.
Yeah, 2 RBI game for Tillian, his second of the series, and big 3-hit game for him, tied his season high. He's had himself quietly a nice series, 7-for-17 at the plate this week, but Nick Morabito, once again, the table setter at the top of this Brooklyn lineup, 3 hits, including an extra base knock in the ballgame, just continuing what has been a marvelous breakout season for him. And you mentioned Jonah Tong, a great job, but also an excellent job done by the Brooklyn bullpen as well. Eduardo Herrera, Jake Stevenson, Justin Lawson, just 1 run allowed over 4 innings, and all 3 seem to find themselves in precarious spots throughout the course of those 4 innings, most notably Justin Lawson, bases loaded, 1 out in the top of the ninth inning, able to get a game-ending 5-5-3 double play to clinch his 7th save in as many tries. But a great victory last night for Brooklyn, and trying to follow up a strong pitching performance yesterday with another one here today as Austin Trusser makes his home debut.
12 strikeouts for the Cyclone staff as a whole yesterday. And yeah, you're right, Justin. It is Trusser making his home debut. He, of course, got his Cyclones career started last week on the road in Wilmington when he went 3 2/3, gave up only one hit, and walked only one batter. Trusser's been really good. You zoom out and go back to his St. Lucie days combined with his Brooklyn debut. Last four outings, 8 2/3 innings, only one earned run allowed. And for Trusser, he really shined on home turf in the Florida State League. Some of those home road splits really favoring him in Port St. Lucie, and now hoping that he can continue to have strong home numbers here in front of what figures to be a packed crowd on this Saturday night. A great crowd already filing in to soak up all of the pregame Star Wars festivities. All right, we'll tell you more about Trusser. We'll tell you more about numerous Cyclones when we come back after the break. We will check in with the head man, Gilbert Gomez, before we get you on your way for first pitch between Brooklyn and Jersey Shore on this Star Wars Saturday night on the Boardwalk. Gilbert Gomez, our chat with him coming up after a short break. You're listening to the Cyclones pregame show on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Welcome back, Cyclones Radio Network. Johnny Gadamowicz with you as always, joined now by Brooklyn manager Gilbert Gomez. As always, we're very thankful for his time. Gomi, how are you?
Not much, man. Just, you know, pushing through the end of the year, trying to make something cool happen. Just grinding.
Nice to get back in the win column, obviously, last night. And you guys really got a vintage start from Jonah. How nice was it to see him kind of reestablish and find his footing after a couple of rough starts prior?
Yeah, I just think we needed a quality start from our starting pitching department. You know, with the last couple of games, it's been kind of rough. To their credit, they've been swinging the bats really well, so that's more like an outing like the one Jonah had, you know, stopping them and giving us really much-needed 5 innings. I thought it was great for him specifically. 8 strikeouts, that's something that he's always going to have, but the fact that he was able to limit damage. Really happy for him that he could go back into the winning column. I think his first win in a while. I think Aberdeen was the last time he won a game a month ago. But I'm really happy to see him performing like that.
Has he had to take on a different mindset at all that now, okay, figure late in the year, this is more innings that he's ever thrown in a season professionally? Does anything change from an approach standpoint when you consider everything he's already done this season?
I think the preparation is like, you know, the more innings, the more workload you have in your body, you have to be really smart about how you work and like what's the intensity of your work and how much are you doing in between starts, like the intensity of your movement. So I think like Jonah's a guy that understands his body pretty well. I think that obviously everybody goes through that adjustment period, but right now he's handling it pretty well. And we're pretty happy with, you know, the way that he has been able to compete regardless of the innings that he's thrown. So definitely there's an adjustment, but not only for him, but for everybody in particular.
Another multi-hit game for Nick Morabito. How awesome is it to kind of have him as a table setter?
I think he, you know, he went through a rough stretch a couple weeks ago, but I think like right now he's going back to the basic of like, you know, being ready on time, hitting the ball middle the other way. And it's awesome. And when you can have a guy that can provide that spot right away, you know, a base hit can potentially turn into a double when he steals. And then a base hit from another teammate, he's probably going to score on that one. So having a guy like that definitely puts pressure on the other team's manager for sure.
And Tilly in a similar night, 3 hits, couple of clutch hits late. I know you've spoken before about how you think we haven't seen the best yet from Junior. How big is a night like last night to try to hopefully get him going in the right direction?
Yeah, I think it was huge for his confidence. He was looking for a multi-hit game like that in a while. You know, especially the two RBIs that he had were huge. You know, late in the game, giving us that extra cushion that we needed. And like you said, like we haven't, I don't think we have seen the best of him yet as a player. He's getting to that point, he's getting stronger, you know, getting a little bit more confident. But, you know, like the fact that he was able to clutch up and giving us those big RBIs at the end of the game.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about Aiden Miller for Jersey Shore. He's got an extra base hit in every game of this series so far. What specifically has caught your eye through these first couple games here this week?
I think we know the offensive potential that he has. Defensively, though, he's way much better than the first couple of times that we saw him. Throws are more in target. He used to have problems throwing the ball on the run. He's been really good defensively. And then offensively, we're just making, you know, I don't think we've pitched him the right way that we have to pitch him. I think he's taking advantage of some mistakes. But to his credit, he's ready to hit, and he's a guy that we have to be really careful of.
Let's talk about Trusser a little bit, obviously making his home debut tonight. When you've got a guy like that who sort of has that hybrid starter-reliever experiences both, I know we've spoken a lot about mindset. For him, does that mindset change? Is there a different mentality when he's starting the game as opposed to coming in out of the bullpen?
I think every pitcher's job is to get outs regardless of, you know, if it's one inning, two innings. I know when you're a starter, you're going to have a little bit more of a leash in that particular team, but I think Austin has done a pretty good job, you know, preparing and getting, you know, mingling with the rest of the guys. And his last outing was truly efficient. I think he threw 36 pitches with like 27 strikes or something like that. He's a guy that's going to attack the strike zone and, you know, has multiple pitches that he can offer in the zone. But yeah, I think there has to be on his mind there for sure. There's a little bit of an adjustment between starting and relieving. But I think at the end of the day, the goal is going to be to get out. And I know that he's in a very, very good spot to be able to go out there and get some outs for us.
Last one for you here, Gilbert. I think last time we had you on the pregame show, it was right before Seinfeld night. Tonight, another big one in Star Wars night. When you get nights like tonight where you've got the big crowds, you've got the promotional giveaways, how much does that help to kind of get behind and try to give the home crowd a big win?
You know me, like every game we're going to go out there and we're going to try to win every single game. Right. I know that for players, it's special to be able to play, you know, with a bigger crowd. That provides energy. Sometimes if you're not feeling to your highest of your energy of that day, like the fans are going to provide you that. But it's always special to be out there and provide a good show for the fans. We're definitely looking forward to winning this game and, you know, send the fans home happy.
Gomi, as always, thanks for the time. Best of luck today.
You got it. Thank you.
All right, back in a moment.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field, starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink, every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse, with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard, right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast, because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer, because amazing starts here.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
A beautiful rendition of our national anthem, and it's time for baseball on Coney Island, or a galaxy far, far away tonight. Star Wars night here in Brooklyn as the Cyclones and Blue Claws get ready to play game five of this six-game series. Alongside Johnny Gademowitz, I'm Justin Rock. Let's get you a look at the Jersey Shore starting lineup tonight. Our starting lineups, as always, brought to you by the Brooklyn Fairfield Inn and Suites. Trent Farquhar leads off at second. Aiden Miller, red hot, bat second at short. Keaton Anthony will bat third and play first base tonight. Hendry Mendez is the DH, his first appearance in this series. He'll clean up. Felix Reyes bats fifth at third. Marion Boyd back in the lineup tonight as well. He'll bat sixth in center. Batting seventh and left, it is Troy Schreffler. Jordan Byers, his second straight start. He'll be the right fielder and bat eighth, with Luis Caicudo rounding out the starting nine. He'll bat ninth, and he behind the plate. On the mound for Brooklyn tonight, making his Maimonides Park debut, it is the right-hander Austin Trusser, 6'3", 189 pounds, 22 years old, from Luce Creek, Missouri. Mets fourth-round pick last year out of the University of Missouri. Trusser had an outstanding debut, one run on one hit in 3 2/3 innings against Wilmington last Sunday, a walk and a couple of strikeouts. But Trusser getting the start here tonight and getting ready to make his maiden voyage here on Coney Island. Trent Farquhar will lead things off for Jersey Shore in the top half of the first inning. Farquhar has a hit in all four games in this series, 7-for-17 this week. 2-for-3 last night, a walk, a stolen base, and a run scored. Farquhar is ready. Trusser is ready. It's time for baseball in Brooklyn. Our first pitch of the night is a fastball strike on the outside corner at 92. And we're underway at 6:02 Eastern Time. The righty's 0-1. And Farquhar fouls it out of play to the left. And the count 0-2.
I don't know if Trusser had to deal with music blaring in to the stadium down at Port St. Lucie when he was at the single-A level, but obviously a Coney Island welcome and greeting for him.
A Saturday tradition, the 0-2, a check swing foul ball up the third baseline. It remains no balls and two strikes. Yeah, I've called a lot of games at Clover Park in Port St. Lucie. I can firmly guarantee for you that Trusser never had to deal with that in Port St. Lucie or anywhere else in the Florida State League throughout the early going this year. The 0-2 pitch, fastball up and away, and the count of ball and two strikes. But every Saturday night here in Coney Island, there's always some party going on beyond the left field wall at Luna Park. So some music blaring in. The 1-2 pitch, outside and low, two balls and two strikes. Farquhar hitting at 268 with Jersey Shore. No homers, four RBI. The 2-2. Just a bit outside, doesn't get the call. And the count full, three balls and two strikes. Trusser made 12 appearances, six starts at single A. St. Lucie was 1-4 there. A 4.25 ERA, the payoff pitch, and a foul ball in the box. We'll do it again. Trusser, 33 hits allowed, 36 innings, 16 walks, 52 strikeouts. Among pitchers in the Florida State League with 30 or more innings, was 8th in strikeout rate, 7th in strikeout to walk rate, as this lined over the glove of De Los Santos and into right field for a base hit. So Trent Farquhar now has a base hit in all five games of this series. And the Blue Claws have the leadoff man on to start the night.
So not only does Trent Farquhar work an 8-pitch at bat, but it ends in a leadoff single. Nice job by Farquhar.
So that brings up Baden Miller, who also has a hit in every game in this series, has an extra base hit in every game this week. And he takes up an in from Trusser, 1-0. The 1-0 from Miller. This is a ground ball off the hands towards the first base side. Picked up by Trusser, cut in front of the first baseman Clark. And will take it to the bag himself for the out as Farquhar advances 90 feet to second. So Farquhar at second with one out brings up Keaton Anthony. Let's take a look at Brooklyn defensively tonight behind Trusser. Left to right in the outfield, Omar De Los Santos, Nick Morabito, and DeAndre Smith. Third to first around the infield, Junior Tillian, Kevin Villavicencio, Jeffrey De Los Santos, and Kellum Clark. With Chris Suero, the catcher, behind the plate. The righty deals. And the first pitch to Anthony, a changeup strike. And the count 0-1. Anthony 0-4 last night with a walk. Snapped a five-game hitting streak, but has been on base in six straight. On the year with Jersey Shore, hitting 348. Three home runs, 34 RBI. Late on the fastball, fouls it back. And Trusser in front, 0-2. Beautiful night here on Coney Island right now. Temperatures in the 70s, 79 degrees to be exact. Real feel right around 80, a stiff breeze coming in off the Atlantic Ocean and right. Packed house at the ballpark, packed house beyond the left field wall, packed house beyond the right field wall on the boardwalk and on the beach. A look at second, the 0-2, and it's a breaking ball hit in the air to center. Morabito, sunglasses on, in and to his right. And he'll come on to make the catch by the bill of his cap. Two out. Now it's Henry Mendez. It's his first at-bat of the week. Mendez was lifted in the seventh inning on Sunday against Winston-Salem for Jordan Byers after a 2-for-3 day. Has not played since last Sunday. Hitting at 259, two homers and 32 RBI. The DH tonight. A look at second, the first pitch to Mendez. Misses up and away. And the count 1-0. But Trusser did have a 54-day stint on the IL in St. Lucie. That outing against Wilmington on Sunday. Longest outing by innings and pitches since coming back. 1-0 low. Two balls and no strikes. That was the weird day that saw Brooklyn and Wilmington play a ball game nearly as long as the weather delay before the game was finally called. 91 minutes of ball game action. 78 minutes of a weather delay before the game was called before the 7th. 2-0. This one line to left field, right at Omar De Los Santos. Drifts to his right at the last second, but makes the catch on the liner to end the inning. No runs, one hit, one man left at the end of half an inning. It is Jersey Shore nothing. Here come the Cyclones on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Bottom of the first inning here in Brooklyn. Braden Tucker on the mound. This is the Brooklyn lineup he'll face, put together by their skipper, Gilbert Gomez. Nick Morabito leading off in center field. DeAndre Smith, right fielder, bats second. Chris Suero, the catcher in the three spot. William Lugo cleans up as the DH. Junior Tillian bats fifth and will play third. Omar De Los Santos in left field, the six hitter. Kevin Vivasencio, shortstop, hits seventh. Kellum Clark will bat eighth at first base. And batting ninth at second, Jeffrey De Los Santos. Nick Morabito will lead things off against Braden Tucker here in the bottom of the opening inning. And Nick, 3-for-5 last night, a double, and a stolen bag. First pitch from Tucker. Morabito lays a punt down, third base side. Barehanded spinning throw by Kai Kudo as he falls down, able to make the toss in time for the out. Morabito can't believe it. Well, that was the right call. Was a close play, but not as close as you thought. But what an incredible play by Kai Kudo for the first out.
Yeah, got him by a stride, which is really impressive with how fast Nick is. I'm wondering if maybe Nick's argument is not even about the timing of it all. I'm not quite sure what else he would have a case about.
Maybe he thought Anthony's foot came off the back. That's the only thing I could surmise, either that or disbelief that he was retired on that perfect bunt. As DeAndre Smith fouls it off the wrists. No balls and a strike. DeAndre drove in a run yesterday with a sac fly. Was 0 for 3, though. 3 for 17 in the series. The 0-1 again off the wrists. No balls, two strikes. Smith hitting 239 with Brooklyn. Two homers, 10 RBI. Hitting 310 in August. Get you the numbers for Tucker in just a moment. The 0-2 outside. A ball and two strikes. Tucker making his second start against Brooklyn, his sixth since joining Jersey Shore on the 16th of July. The line, the 1-2. Outside, two balls, two strikes. Tucker, 2-1 record, a 3.96 ERA with Jersey Shore. 21 hits, 25 innings, 10 walks, 24 strikeouts. 2-2. Smith again, a foul ball towards the parking lot. Remains at two balls and two strikes. Tucker, 6'3", 213 pounds. Celebrated his 25th birthday the last time Jersey Shore was here. Back on the 19th of July. Out of Brazil, Indiana. 2-2. A little bit low. Kai Kudo looked like he was ready to pop out of his crouch. But DeAndre gets the call and the count full. Tucker had arguably his best high A start in his last appearance. The payoff pitch, and Smith a fly ball in a right center field. Back into his left, Boyd, and he'll slow down to make the grab for the second out. Take a look at Jersey Shore defensively tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Troy Schreffler, the aforementioned Boyd, and Jordan Byers. Third to first around the infield, Felix Reyes, Aiden Miller, Trent Farquhar, and Keaton Anthony. With Luis Caicudo, the catcher behind the plate. But Tucker, the win on Sunday against Winston-Salem. 6-3 hit shutout innings. Second straight win for him as Chris Suero takes a strike. Suero 1-for-3 last night. did drive in a run with an infield single and walked. 1-0, and this ground ball up to first baseline, but will stay foul. And Suero behind 0-2. Chris has reached in 12 straight games, hitting .213 with Brooklyn. Five home runs and 38 RBI. Bases empty, two out here in the bottom of the first, no score. Umpiring crew tonight behind the plate calling the balls and strikes, Tatum Littleton. Connor McKenna on the base paths this evening. Tucker looking for a 1-2-3 first. The 0-2 pitch, and Suero a high pop up in a right. Second baseman Farquhar on the right field turf calling for it. Right fielder Vires behind him, and he'll put it away to end the inning. An 11 pitch, 1-2-3 first for Braden Tucker. We're through one on Star Wars night. No score on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I am the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
Top of the second inning here on Coney Island, Star Wars Night 2024. Reminder, fans, tonight's game brought to you by Panorama Bus Tours. For safety and quality like the Cyclones receive on the road all season long, visit them on the web, PanoramaBusTours.com, or call 973-470-9700. Travel with us. Travel safe. First pitch to Felix Reyes in the second inning. Past the diving glove of the second baseman, De Los Santos, and into center field. So both of Jersey Shore's base hits tonight have been leadoff singles. And Reyes on one pitch into the inning.
Trusser in the first was able to bear down, retire the next three. Obviously hoping for a similar scenario here and doesn't have to deal with nearly as many dangerous hitters as he did that first time through.
Brings up a Marion Boyd. Righty batter, first pitch to him, misses down and away. And the count 1-0. Boyd 2-for-5 in his last game on Thursday. A triple, two RBI had off last night. Hitting at .238, two homers, 33 batted in. The righty's 1-0. And Boyd a line drive left center field. And that one ticketed for the gap, rolling all the way to the base of the wall. On his way to third, Reyes, he'll get waved around. He'll score. Boyd on his way to third, and he'll be in there sliding feet first. Another triple for Jersey Shore in this series, and the second for Marion Boyd in as many games. The Blue Claws strike first once again. They have a 1-0 lead.
Well, this Blue Claw team has plenty of speed, and when you combine that speed with the way they have been swinging it this week, you're bound to get a lot of extra base hits, and Boyd can fly. That's no secret. These Cyclones arms and defenders alike certainly know that, but unable to stave off a triple there.
Brooklyn has to bring the infield in now for Troy Schreffler, who swings and puts it in the air to right. DeAndre Smith in and towards the line. He'll come on and make the catch. Boyd will bluff the tag from third as Smith throws a bullet on a hop to Suero. And with the wind blowing in from right field tonight, Smith able to come in and gather some steam on that fly ball. And Boyd, even with his great speed, recognizing DeAndre's strong arm and really just how shallow he was in right, deciding not to test him with nobody out. So a runner at third and one down for Jordan Vyers. 0 for 4, struck out three times last night. Infield stays in. Trusser comes home, and the pitch down and away, 1 and 0. Vyers trying to snap an 0 for 8 slide at the plate. Just 8 for 61 with Jersey Shore. No homers, 5 RBI. Got a great opportunity here with the infield in. The 1-0 from Trusser. Inside by the knees, 2-0.
Yeah, that could have been Crow Armstrong at third, who I believe hit an inside the park home run and rounded the bases in 14 seconds yesterday, and he still wouldn't have scored. DeAndre was just so shallow on that flyout.
2-0 pitch. Fires a number up the first base line, stays foul. Two balls and a strike. Now the real question is whether or not my old buddy Ellie De La Cruz would have tried to run on that play. Ellie, you give him just an iota of space, he'll take it.
He's got those long strides.
2-1. Vyers, a pop fly foul. And the count 2-2. Vyers did have a sack fly in the opening game of this series on Tuesday night. At the very least, trying to do the same here. Boyd leads off third. 1-0 Blue Claws. 2-2 pitch. Slider low. And the count full 3-2. Brooklyn tonight wearing specialty uniforms as part of the Star Wars night festivities. And they are beautiful. Do believe they'll be auctioned off on BrooklynCyclones.com. Payoff pitch. Inside and low. He walked him. So a good at-bat from Jordan Vyers. He's on with a one-out walk. And the Blue Claws with runners at the corners for Luis Caicudo.
A frustrating sequence for Trusser, who battled back to work it 2-2 after falling behind 2-0. But Vyers didn't make any silly mistakes, swinging at pitches out of the zone. And as a result, now met on the corners with one away.
Looking for a ground ball to get out of the inning. Corners stay in, middle infield back to turn two. First pitch to the catcher, hit on the ground to short. They have Vicencio on his second for one. Jeffrey De Los Santos back to first in time, double play. Inning over. Just what Trusser needed. An inning ending is 6-4-3 twin killing. The third double play he's induced this season. But the Blue Claws do take the lead on the RBI triple from Marion Boyd. We are through 1.5. 1-0 Blue Claws on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here
all season long. See the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network. The game is the star.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Well, if you're a Phillies fan, I have interesting news for you. Aiden Miller's nine-game hitting streak is going to come to a close here tonight, even though we're only in the bottom of the second inning. And that's because Aiden Miller is no longer in this ballgame. Greg Brodzinski, the Jersey Shore manager, came out to talk with the home plate umpire, Tatum Littleton, in between innings. And Diego Gonzalez has run out of the third base dugout, and he has taken over the shortstop position here in the bottom of the second inning. Will slide into the two spot and the Jersey Shore Order. I didn't see anything happen with Miller.
You and me both.
He was shaken up, was hit with a throw down to second base, trying to steal it back yesterday as William Lugo takes low in the count 1-0. But Miller stayed in the ballgame, and that was before he had the RBI double to bring in the Blue Claws' only run. Breaking ball high, two balls, no strikes on Lugo. So we send our best wishes to Aiden Miller. Hopefully this is not an injury-related thing, but we really have no inclination as to what could be the problem. 2-0, hit in the air to right. Vyer is drifting towards the line, Wynn beating it down a little bit. And as Vyers comes in and in a foul ground, makes the catch for the first out of the second inning. So leadoff man retired brings up Junior Tillian. So third to first around the infield now. Reyes, Gonzalez, Farquhar, Anthony for the Blue Claws. And that certainly changes the dichotomy of the Blue Claw lineup tonight without having Miller's presence in the two spot. Brings up Junior Tillian, had a three-hit night yesterday. He takes high 1-0. Tillian a double, two RBI in the win. 7-for-17 in this series with four runs batted in. The 1-0. Low, two balls and no strikes. Jersey Shore wearing the road grays tonight. Jersey Shore in light blue bubble letters across the chest, the 2-0. And Tillian fouls it off the wrists. Two balls and a strike. Red numerals front and back on that jersey top. Gray pants. Tucker has them down just below the knees. Red and blue piping along the sides. All red socks out either end of the white cleats. This chop towards third. Reyes in and to his left. He'll make the play for the second out. Now it's Omar De Los Santos. Five up, five down to start the night for Tucker. Powder blue cap, red bill with the navy crab silhouette logo on the front. Omar 0 for 4 in his last game on Thursday. Just 1 for 10 in this series. Tucker from the first base side, first pitch, and Omar looks at a breaking ball strike. Omar hitting 237, 857 OPS in his last 29 games, 179 with Brooklyn on the year. Takes a letter high strike, fastball 0-2. Eight home runs, 28 RBI. The 0-2 pitch, down and away, a ball and two strikes.
Tell you what, Justin Trusser is immediately going to reap the benefits if no more Miller in this lineup. 1-2-3 due up for Jersey Shore in the third, and you're right. It's a lot less scary, that Jersey Shore lineup, not nearly as lengthened now that Miller's presence no longer there.
Well, trade deadline is over. He
right.
Certainly wants to trade it.
Right.
There's no hug watch in the third base dugout. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Breaking ball away there from Tucker. He picks up his first strikeout of the night and his second 1-2-3 inning. Six up, six down for the 25-year-old right-hander. We're through two. 1-0 Jersey Shore on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
I got Friends Night coming up tomorrow afternoon. Get your tickets at BrooklynCyclones.com. Gates open 1 o'clock tomorrow. Our rooftop brunch on the Optimum rooftop of Friends Brunch tomorrow. Tickets going fast. If there are still a few available, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com to secure them today. That'll start at 1:30. 2 o'clock first pitch tomorrow night. here on Coney Island. Top of the lineup, two up for Jersey Shore here in the third. Farquhar Gonzalez, not Miller, and Anthony two up in the top of the third. 1-0 Blue Claws are scoring to take over the play-by-play. Here's my partner, Johnny Gadamowicz.
All right, Justin, let's do it. Top three, and it is a 1-0 score in favor of the visiting Blue Claws. Jersey Shore just plated one on an RBI triple from Marion Boyd in the top of the second. Austin Trusser's first pitch of inning number three is a fastball that misses a little bit high. The count is 1-0. Brooklyn trying to make it back-to-back wins here. Cyclones did drop the first three of this series. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Trent Farquhar, a heavy uppercut hack. Came up empty-handed, though, and it's 1-1. Farquhar, a lefty, one of three Jersey Shore lefties in their starting nine tonight. 1-0 up and away, or rather 1-1 up and away. So now the count, two balls and a strike. Cyclones have yet to have anyone reach here on this Star Wars night. You hear that music still blaring in, 2-1. Farquhar takes the strike on the outside corner. It's 2-2, and you can expect to hear that all night long here on this Saturday. One of the last Saturdays of the summer, really. What, one more Saturday in August? 2-2. Down and in. And the count full, it's 3-2 as we sit here on August the 24th. Yeah, a week from today, 31st, final day of the month. Hard to believe. So the count full on Farquhar. He's got a big gap right now in right center field. Nick Morabito heavily shaded towards left. Austin Trusser wants the new baseball. So the home plate umpire, Tatum Littleton, hands it to the catcher, Chris Suero, who fires it back to him. Now a 3-2, swinging a fly ball to left. Omar De Los Santos moving back. He won't get there. It's over his head and clangs off the wall. Standing in safely at second is Farquhar with a leadoff double. Another multi-hit game for Trent Farquhar, who has been an on-base machine. He is now 9-for-19 in this series.
And Omar really didn't go back on that ball much at all. And I wonder if maybe he lost the ball in the setting sun out by the first base side. And that's right in the line of sight of Omar. Sun sets towards the parking lot, first base side here on Coney Island. And maybe that's why Omar wasn't going back on that ball very fast. Just maybe he didn't see it.
Yeah, you knew off the bat it could be trouble, but Omar didn't display any sort of crazy sense of urgency. As Diego Gonzalez takes a first pitch changeup on the inside corner. 4-1. So Trusser ahead in the count, although he's got to deal with a man in scoring position. Pretty simple arsenal for the righty. Four-seamer, slider, change. That side misses inside towards the hips. It's a ball and a strike. But yeah, Farquhar has been absolutely outstanding for the Blue Claws. Hit safely now in all five games this week. And batting nearly .500. Albeit a small sample size. 1-1. Gonzalez pokes it back foul. It's 1-2. So no Aiden Miller, thankfully, for Trusser to have to deal with here. Miller was pulled in the previous inning of this game. We're still not quite 100% sure why. But what we can tell you is that Diego Gonzalez is on to take his place. And that's good news for Austin Trusser. Because if you have Aiden Miller up with a runner in scoring position, we've seen that result time and time again in Jersey Shore runs this week. 1-2 to Gonzalez, smacked on the ground towards short. Villavicencio throws to third in time. Tillian applied the tag, and they get the lead runner. Well, a risk for Kevin Villavicencio at short, but a risk that paid off as Farquhar is plucked off the bases on the 6-5 putout.
Yeah, interesting decision there by Farquhar to decide to run with a ground ball hit in front of him. And a heads-up play by Villavicencio to get the out.
So Gonzalez aboard on the fielder's choice. And now Keaton Anthony up to bat with a runner on first and one gone. First pitch misses downstairs. 1-0. We've already seen Brooklyn turn one double play today. It was an inning-ending 6-4-3 in the second. And let's not forget the 5-5-3 double play from last night that ended the ball game in the top of the ninth. 1-0 to Anthony, pitch, and Keaton takes high. It's 2-0. Anthony, another one of these guys who has just been really unstoppable for Jersey Shore. Although he did have his five-game hitting streak snapped yesterday. But during that five-game hit streak, he had a four-game multi-hit streak within it. 2-0, Anthony fooled. It skips off the catcher Suero, though, and that allows Gonzalez to take second base. Anthony did go around on the swing, so the count 2-1. But another runner in scoring position as Diego Gonzalez up 90 feet. So Anthony trying to quickly forget his 0-for-4 day with a walk yesterday at 3.48, the batting average with Jersey Shore. 2-1 following the wild pitch is nubbed foul up the third baseline, and it's 2-2. Keaton today, 0-for-1, he flied out to center in his first plate appearance of the night. Gorgeous weather here on this Saturday. Blue sky as far as the eye can see. A lot of this game will be played under daylight, too. Earlier start time. 2-2. Swinging a grounder towards short. Villavicencio has it. Runner caught in the middle. He hesitated in the throw to third in plenty of time. Well, if you're going to go, go. But Diego Gonzalez didn't do that. He looked like he wasn't going to make up his mind super quickly. He didn't, and it ended up costing him back-to-back 6-5 putouts.
Yeah, and in large part is because I think he was sort of stuck in no man's land. Once he paused, he was in a tricky spot either way. Either he goes back to second and is probably tagged out by Villavicencio, or he tries to make it to third and hopes Villavicencio throws it away and took the latter. But you very rarely see that happen, let alone twice in one inning.
So now two away is Anthony Parks in at first, and a first pitch breaking ball low to Henry Mendez. How about that? Well, either way, Kevin Villavicencio has had a real nice inning defensively, responsible for a couple of big outs at third base. Runner on first, two gone, 1-0. And Mendez takes a strike on the outer black. It's 1-1.
Yeah, Villavicencio has played a lot of positions since coming back. Hasn't played a ton of short, but that's his best defensive position. And he might be one of the best defensive shortstops in this organization.
And we saw him swap in at third last night. 1-1, Mendez smokes it on the ground. Right side of second, past the diving glove of Villavicencio. So Anthony up 90 feet. He'll stop at second. And Jersey Shore has their second hit of the inning. They now have runners on first and second, two away. Well, it was a nice effort by Villavicencio, who was shaded up the middle to range onto the right side of the second base bag and at least attempt a diving stop, but he could not quite keep it in front of him. And now Gilbert Gomez is out of the dugout for what appears to be a pitching change. Coney Island Sandbar caught in the bullpen, so Trusser stay done after two and change. We'll get you the new arm after a short break on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Coney Island Sandbar called the bullpen for Brooklyn Austin Trusser. Most pitches he's thrown since coming back off the IL, over 40 through 36 in his last start against Wilmington last Sunday. So that's the reason why Trusser comes out. And Dakota Hawkins comes in, 6 feet tall, 208 pounds, 24 years old from Chehalis, Washington, making his second appearance back with Brooklyn after a cameo a few weeks ago at Double A Binghamton. But Johnny, Comes on, two on, and two out, and Hawkins, who has been pretty good at getting out of these pickles this year as a reliever, will try and do it again here today in order to protect Trusser's line.
Real tough spot here for Hawkins, who's got to deal with two on and two away, first and second. Anthony is on second base, and then Mendez behind him on first. Entry just reached on a base hit that pushed Anthony up to second. So here we go, Hawkins on, and Felix Reyes up to bat. First pitch inside towards his knees. 90 on the gun from Dakota, and the count 1-0. Jersey Shore leading 1-0. Blue Claws trying to add to it here on this Star Wars night 2024. Cyclones wearing some nifty alternates. 1-0 from Hawkins, pitch, and Reyes takes a strike on the inner half. It's 1-1. Numbers for Dakota this season through 25 games. Mostly with, of course, High A Brooklyn right here on Coney Island. ERA, just under 4.5. 4.44. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Dakota deals. And a swing and a laser down the left field line, but it twists foul towards the Jersey Shore bullpen. Hawkins ahead, 1-2. Haven't seen Dakota since he picked up the win on the road last week in Wilmington. That was on August the 17th, a week ago, last Saturday. Three innings of one-run ball. Did not walk anybody that day either. Ahead here, 1-2 on Felix Reyes. Big righty batter with some pop. Day off for Felix yesterday. Singled his first time up tonight, though. 1-2. Reyes swings and puts it in the air pretty well to right center field. Morabito and Smith converge. It's the right fielder Smith in the alleyway who makes the grab to retire the side. So Hawkins does his job, strands a pair, and keeps this a 1-0 game. Bottom three coming right up on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclones Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So, secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el baby de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Oh, no Cyclones have reached through the first two. Braden Tucker has been up to the task so far. Jersey Shore right-hander. Six up, six down. Now we get 7-8-9 as we go to the bottom of the third. With Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. Appreciate you stopping by. Kevin Villavicencio will get it started in the bottom of the third here for the Cyclones. Villavicencio, who had a couple of real nice defensive plays in the top half of the inning at shortstop, threw out a pair of runners at third base on ground balls. Now we'll try to kickstart the Brooklyn bats. The first pitch, he shows bunt, pulls back. It's outside for ball one. Villavicencio came on as a pinch runner yesterday. Did score once in Brooklyn's 4-1 win over these same Blue Claws. 1-0 to the righty batter. Here's the pitch. Villavicencio takes a strike. It's a ball and a strike. Villavicencio, Clark, then Jeffrey De Los Santos. Three in the frame for the Cyclones. 1-1 toss. Villavicencio pops it up behind home plate. Catcher Caicudo back to have a look, but nothing more.
He stuck his glove out there like he was going to make the catch and then just watched as it sailed about five rows into the seats.
Sorry, Luis. Maybe next time.
He's just trying to will it into his mitt.
Only do so much. 1-2. Here it comes. Villavicencio takes down and away. It's 2-2. Kevin trying to get it going since rejoining Brooklyn on August the 7th. He's hitting just a .43, 4 for 28. 2-2 via Vicencio, swings and misses, strike three. That was a bending breaking ball that clocked in at 75 with some wicked bite from Tucker, who has punched out consecutive batters now. One away, bases empty for Kellum Clark. Clark, a late insertion into this Brooklyn lineup today. First pitch to him, cut and a miss, nothing and one. Not super late. A couple of hours before first pitch, but still was not part of Brooklyn's original lineup. As Starling Mercado, a late scratch. 0-1. And Clark hits it foul. Out of play down the left field line. It's nothing and two. So Clark and De Los Santos, a pair of lefties at the tail end of Brooklyn's lineup. 0-2, cutting a miss, strike three. So Braden Tucker gets via Vicencio on a hooking breaking ball. And then he gets Kellum Clark on a high fastball one batter later, proving he can beat you in multiple ways. Bases empty, two gone. Now Jeffrey De Los Santos. Well, the righty has looked good so far. De Los Santos, the last man to bat tonight, takes a first pitch breaking ball on the outer edge. 0-1. It's not the first time tonight we've seen Tucker start out a Brooklyn batter with the soft stuff. 0-1. Cutting a miss. It is nothing and two. Jeffrey yesterday 0-3 did draw a walk. But all told, he is just 1 for his last 20 and 3 for his last 42. 0-1 home. De Los Santos rips and misses, or rather, that was the 0-2 delivery. So Jeffrey is down on strikes. How about Braden Tucker? He strikes out the side via Vicencio, Clark, and De Los Santos all down swinging. Let's go to the fourth. 1-0 Blue Claws on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
We go to the top of the fourth from Maimonides Park. 1-0 lead for the Jersey Shore Blue Claws on top of the Brooklyn Cyclone. 6-7-8 due up in the frame. And the first pitch is a called strike from Dakota Hawkins to Amarian Boyd. 0-1. Boyd responsible for the only run of the night so far. It was his RBI triple in the second that gave the Blue Claws the lead. 0-1 downstairs, and it's 1-1. Boyd manning straightaway center field for the Blue Claws tonight. Has great speed. 1-1 from Hawkins, who works from the full line. Pitch. Boyd swings and grounds it towards short via Vicencio to his left. Has it. Throws in time to get the speedy. Boyd, one away. Tell you what, Kevin via Vicencio has looked real sharp at shortstop. A couple of 6-5 putouts in the third. And now begins the fourth with a, I guess you can call it, routine 6-3, but made it look easy on a play that was not very easy. He had to range over up the middle to get there and then muscle off the throw to get Boyd, who could fly. First pitch to Troy Schreffler, roped to third under Tillian's glove, and it rolls into left. De Los Santos cuts it off in front of the warning track. Rifle of a throw to second, not in time. Oh, almost, but Troy Schreffler just beat it out and evaded Jeffrey De Los Santos' tag for a one-out double.
Yeah, if that throw may be a little bit more accurate, they potentially get Schreffler there with a throw a little bit offline, pull Jeffrey De Los Santos off the bag, and that was enough for Schreffler to get in there.
Jordan Fires next. One on, one away. 1-0 Jersey Shore. Fires a lefty batter. The righty Hawkins fires. And misses a little bit high, 1-0. Fires walked his first time up. Tough day for Jordan yesterday. 0-4 at the dish. With not one, not two, but three strikeouts. Belt set for Hawkins, who glances back towards second. Still looking that way. Now the 1-0. And Fires slices it foul. Third base side into the netting. It's 1-1. Fires, then Luis Caicudo. And should things progress that far, we'd go back to the top for Trent Farquhar, already working on a multi-hit night. Cyclones on the flip side, still don't have a base runner yet. 1-1. This is badly in the righty batter's box. It's 2-1. Hawkins, the Washington State product. Justin alluded to it earlier. Brief stop with Double-A Binghamton earlier in the season. But has spent majority of his campaign here in Brooklyn in kind of that hybrid role, if you will. 2-1 upcoming. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul ball on a check swing. Just tapped it to the left of the batter's circle. 2-2. Yeah, Dakota, a guy who has really kind of served as that Swiss Army knife for Dan McKinney this season. Certainly capable of starting when needed. 2-2 home. Swinging another foul ball into the screen. But Dakota, really when he's used in this capacity as a reliever, someone who is capable of giving you some serious length. Righty operates out of the stretch. 2-2 home. Outside. 3-2. And Dakota really looking towards second base quite a bit. Villavicencio is shaded towards the bag, covering with Troy Schreffler there.
And Schreffler did steal a couple of bags yesterday. Worth keeping an eye on.
There's a 3-2. Myers foul tips it. And a drop third strike. Tag applied by Suero. Out number two. So first strikeout for Hawkins since coming on. That is actually the first strikeout of the night for Brooklyn, period. Trusser did not strike anybody out through 2 2/3. Now Luis Caicudo next. Runner on second, two away. 1-0 Jersey Shore. Starts him out with a fastball towards the knees. 1-0. Caicudo hitting to the inning-ending 6-4-3 double play in the second. Inside, it's 2-0. Farquhar on deck. You know, Greg Brodzinski, Jersey Shore manager, would love to get it to him here. Should Caicudo successfully reach? Righty-righty matchup. 2-0. Caicudo takes down and away. Three balls, no strikes.
And not the guy you want to walk with Farquhar on deck and the success he's had, let alone in this series, but especially today itself.
Hawkins trying to make sure Caicudo does not slip away here with two outs. Behind 3-0. Huge lead for Schreffler at second. 3-0 toss. Inside, ball four. So not only does he walk Caicudo, but he does it on four pitches. And now he has to deal with the red-hot Trent Farquhar with two ducks on the pond and two outs.
Dan McKinney making a stroll out to the first base dugout to have a talk.
We've seen Dan a little more recently. Of course, part of that is the fact that Jersey Shore has just been tearing the cover off the baseball this week outside of yesterday. But like prior to this series, the average Dan McKinney mound visits during a homestand was maybe one or two. But Dan having a chat right now with Hawkins. Chris Suero also involved. All of Brooklyn's other infielders remaining put at their respective positions. Tatum Littleton out to break it up. Littleton nestled right in the middle of the conversation, just as much as the other guys are. But they're still going. And now finally the meeting disperses before Trent Farquhar goes to work. So here's the situation. Streffler on second, Caicudo on first. There are two outs in the inning. Blue Claws attempting to add to their 1-0 lead. Farquhar just 5'7", 185. Has been outstanding all week. First pitch, breaking ball for a strike at the bottom of the zone. 0-1. Farquhar stands towards the back of that lefty batter's box. Awaiting an 0-1 delivery. Hawkins deals. Downstairs, 1-1. Of course, nowhere near as small in stature as none other than Lord Farquhar, not to be confused with Mr. Farquhar here, who has been a catalyst for the Blue Claws all week. 1-1 on the Jersey Shore second baseman. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball and a good one. Tucks itself on that outside corner for a strike. And it's 1-2. So Hawkins ahead after walking Caicudo on four pitches. He's got Farquhar right where he wants him. Big hole on the left side for the lefty batter. And a 1-2 count. Hawkins looks back at second and fires. On the outside corner, strike three. He rung him up. Big strikeout for Dakota Hawkins, who strands a pair. For Jersey Shore in the inning, no runs, one hit, and two left. We are through 3.5 here in Brooklyn. 1-0 Jersey Shore on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Well, Braden Tucker struck out the side on 11 pitches in the bottom of the third. Let's see what the next act has in store as we go bottom four. No Brooklyn batter has reached against the righty Tucker so far tonight. He has gone 9 up, 9 down. Has not walked anybody. He has 4 strikeouts. First pitch to Nick Morabito. Starts him out with a strike on the outer edge. 0-1. Morabito trying to get creative and bunt his way aboard first time up. A 1 to Nick, misses inside. It's 1-1. And it really was a perfectly placed bunt. But Luis Caicudo, Jersey Shore's catcher, sprung up quickly. 1-1. Morabito takes a strike. It's 1-2. And was able to rifle down a throw to first to get Brooklyn's leadoff man in time. Nick asks for and receives his timeout from Tatum Littleton, calling the balls and strikes today before preparing himself for a 1-2 delivery from the righty Tucker. Here's the pitch. Morabito takes outside, maybe a little high as well. Two balls and two strikes. Three-hit night for Nick yesterday, multi-hit game number 35. The man who leads all Mets farmhands in batting average, 2-2. Just foul tipped it off the hands. Stay alive at 3-2. In the last nine games for Nick, business as usual. 3-43, 12 for 35, only two strikeouts over his last nine games. On the ropes here, though, 2-2. Morabito swings and hits it in the air to right center, and it drops in for a leadoff single. Nick went the other way, got it off the end of the bat, and muscles out a leadoff base hit here in the fourth.
Another great job of hitting by Morabito. Pitch away, and Nick just serves it off the end of the bat to the opposite field. Great job of sending it out right where they gave it to you.
42 steals for him in a Cyclones jersey this season. Does he try for 43 here? Pitch. DeAndre Smith takes a strike on the outside corner. Nothing and one. It really is remarkable how often Morabito just puts bat on ball. It's crazy what happens when you put the ball in play. Good things occur. 0-1. Smith fights it back foul. And DeAndre behind quickly, nothing and two. Especially in a day and age where strikeouts up, the walks up, everything trending towards those three true outcomes. Morabito, somebody who does not get too caught up in that, as DeAndre Smith hits it foul on the ground, third base way. It remains 0-2. Just that real textbook leadoff guy. And now he's got the bright pink oven mitt on his left hand. Held on by Keaton Anthony, Blue Claws first baseman. 0-2 to DeAndre. There goes Morabito. Down and away for ball one. And this throw not even close to being in time. It's another stolen base for Nick Morabito, who is up to now number 43 on the season with Brooklyn. One and two on DeAndre Smith. Tucker out of the stretch. Pitch. Smith swings and misses. Strike three. Elevated pitch from Tucker there. Smith could not make contact. So big strikeout for Tucker. That's his fifth now. One on, one away for Chris Suero. By the way, that Morabito single is the first Cyclone to reach. So the no-no is no more for Tucker. He now has to deal with the man in scoring position for Chris Suero. Righty batter, pitch. Morabito takes off for third. Ball one outside. Throw not in time. A pair of stolen bags for Nick Morabito, who leads the inning off with a single, steals second, steals third, and now Brooklyn a sack fly away from tying this thing up at one. Infield will come in. Play is to home. 1-0 on Suero. And right now Suero and Tatum Littleton, the umpire, having a little bit of chatter. As that pitch clock, I think, just wasn't quite reset in time. So everybody on the same page now, and we're ready to go. 1-0. Suero takes outside for ball two. Big spot here for Chris. Did have an RBI in Brooklyn's win yesterday. Trying to pull the Cyclones even. 2-0. Suero swings and hits it in the air to right field. Fires moving to his left towards the line. Makes the catch. Morabito tags. Here comes the throw. A good one in time. Inning over. Braden Tucker points his way out to right field to say thank you very much, Jordan Fires. It is a double play to end the inning as Suero flies out and Morabito, who had stolen two bags in the frame, gets gunned down at home to retire the side. Oh, let's go to the fifth. Jersey Shore clinging on to a 1-0 lead on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's
much.
So many other.
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Brooklyn was oh so close to pulling even bottom four on what would have been a DeAndre Smith sack fly. Instead, Nick Morabito thrown out at home. It stays 1-0 as we go to the fifth, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. First pitch to Diego Gonzalez. Drops in for a strike. And the count 0-1. What a throw by Jordan Byers. Needed to make a perfect toss. That's exactly what he did. Good to see Sandy and Pee-wee high atop Maimonides Park in between innings. As that pitch misses down and away. And the count even 1-1. 2-3-4. Two up for the Blue Claws in the inning. Gonzalez came on for Aiden Miller in the bottom of the second. 1-1. Fastball outside. And the count 2-2. Gonzalez last played in the game on Wednesday night. Went 0-3 with a walk. Here's the 2-1. Drops in there, and the count even 2-2. Jersey Shore a run on 6 hits, no errors. They have left 6. Brooklyn no runs, 1 hit, no errors. No men left on base so far tonight. Beautiful night here on Coney Island. Not a cloud across the horizon once again. The 2-2 from Hawkins. Fastball low. And the count full, 3-2. We'll get you our Coney Combo's trivia question of the night. Here in the top of this fifth inning. Give you the answer, bottom six. The payoff pitch, breaking ball drilled in the air deep down the left field line. But this one well foul out towards the loading dock and remains 3-2. Also get you a look around the South Atlantic League on this evening. Hawkins works from the first base side of the rubber. Now the payoff pitch. Not hit on the ground, right back to the mound. Fielded there by Hawkins. Sprints towards first, now underhand flip to Clark. One out. Leadoff man retired in the fifth brings up Keaton Anthony. Fly out to center and a fielder's choice in this ball game. Time to get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Shohei Ohtani coming into play today, second in Major League Baseball in both home runs and stolen bases. That's something that doesn't happen very often as Keaton Anthony takes a changeup, strike 0-1. There are only two players in Major League history to finish a season top two in the league in home runs and stolen bases. Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know those two. Anthony drills it down the right field line, hooking foul off the screen. And Hawkins ahead, no balls and two strikes. Third baseman Tillian playing towards the line. Hawkins a couple of shakes. Now gets the one he wants. The 0-2. This line down the right field line. Will it stay fair? No, a foul ball. And it remains 0-2 on Keaton Anthony. We're continuing our look around the South Atlantic League tonight. Only one game in the circuit is further along than this one. First place Hudson Valley in the north. A 7-3 lead on Wilmington, bottom six, as Anthony rolls it on the ground towards third. Scooped by Tillian, who is left. Strong throw on a first in time. Two out. Antonio Gomez, his fifth home run of the year in that ball game. A bullpen game for Hudson Valley. The Renegades have continued their incredible play as of late. Bottom two in North Carolina. Greensboro, a six-run second inning. They have a 6-1 lead on Asheville tonight. Bases empty, two out for Hendry Mendez, a single in his last at-bat. And the first pitch hit on the line, and through the hole between first and second, another hit. Mendez makes the turn at first, holds on there. So Mendez, his first game in 6 days, and he has a multi-hit effort.
Yeah, no rust whatsoever for Hendry, who had really an unreal month of July, was one of those hitters who he could file under the streak that guys like Keaton Anthony and Aiden Miller are having now, just did it about a month ago. Hasn't quite been the same case for August, and obviously the missed time, Justin, has been part of that equation.
Felix Reyes is 1-for-2, and he takes down and away with a curveball. 1-0. Lonnie White Jr., a home run for Greensboro, is 14th. Kenny Gomez, a solo shot to lead off the ball game for Asheville, his first. 1-0, outside, two balls and no strikes. Everything else in the league really just got underway at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Bowling Green and Hickory scoreless, bottom one. David McCarty against Jackson Ballmeister. 2-0, curveball drill. Deep left field, forget that. Omar's just going to turn and watch that one sail into the Coney Island night. Felix Reyes, a majestic two-run shot. And the Blue Claws expand their one-run lead. It's now 3-0.
400 feet off the bat of Reyes, who left little doubt. He smoked that baseball at 110 off the barrel.
110 and 400, as you said, Johnny, off the bat for Reyes, who just continues to obliterate Brooklyn this year. That is eighth home run of the season. His 45th and 46th RBIs. 16 of his 46 RBIs this year have been against the Cyclones. Marion Boyd, who drove in the game's first run, an RBI triple back in the second inning, fouled out of play in the count 0-1. Boyd, a ground out to short in his last at bat. One strike pitch taken low, 1-1. Reyes came into play today hitting just 225 on the year, but hitting over 300 in this his 15th game against Brooklyn, and he already has two hits tonight. 1-1. Low, two balls and a strike. Elsewhere in the league today, Greenville and Rome just underway down in South Carolina, the 2-1. Inside half, it's 2-2. Dalton Rogers will go for Greenville. Adam Meyer will get the ball for Rome. 2-2. And Boyd drills this one in the air to left. Back at the track, at the wall, and that just barely has enough height to get over the fence for a home run. Back-to-back home runs from Felix Reyes and Amarian Boyd. Those two have provided all four runs in this ballgame. 4-0. Blue Claws in the fifth. Third home run of the year for Amarian Boyd, his 35th RBI. And he quietly has had himself a wonderful week. 6-4, 18 at the plate.
This is one of those games where if you're Greg Brodzinski, it makes you feel real good, right? Knowing that, okay, even after you pull Miller, you do not see a drop-off offensively one bit. And it really hasn't been the same names that have torched Brooklyn all week. Maybe a Marion Boyd a bit, like you say, Justin, having a rather under-the-radar nice series. But Felix Reyes joining the party. Trent Farquhar, who's been a usual suspect, a multi-hit game. This has really been just a pick-your-poison type approach for Brooklyn pitchers all week long.
No, the hit totals for Jersey Shore throughout the course of this week have been eye-gouging. As Troy Schreffler, a high fly ball to left, but he got underneath it. Omar De Los Santos to his right towards the line, and the inning is over. But a big two-out rally for Jersey Shore, back-to-back home runs. A two-run shot from Felix Reyes, and then a solo blast by Marion Boyd. Halfway home on this Saturday night, it's 4-0 Jersey Shore on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Well, Braden Tucker now has a four-run lead to protect as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning here on Star Wars night. William Lugo to lead off against Braden Tucker. And the first pitch of the inning taken down and in. 1-0. What a turn of events. Brooklyn looked like they would have a sack fly to tie the game. 1-0 pitch high, 2-0. But Jordan Byers made a great throw. They threw out Nick Morabito trying to score the tying run from third base. 1-0 pitch, and Lugo rips one in the air to center, sending Boyd back into his left. But he's got it squared away, and he'll run it down for the first out of the inning. Lugo hit it well, 1-0-2 off the bat, but not far enough to get over the head of the center fielder. And one away in the bottom of the fifth inning. Brings up Junior Tillian, ground out to third in his only at-bat tonight. Tucker from the first base side, first pitch outside, and the count 1-0. Coney Combo's trivia question of the night will give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth. As Tillian pulls it towards third, fielded by Reyes, takes a step back, now throws to first, two out. So two quickly retired by Tucker, and now Omar De Los Santos, who struck out in his first at-bat. But Shohei Ohtani yesterday reached a 40-40 season with a walk-off grand slam. Second in Major League Baseball, believe it or not, and not only home runs, but stolen bases as well. The righty deals outside 1-0. But right now, Ohtani second in Major League Baseball in both home runs and stolen bases. There are only two players in Major League Baseball history who have accomplished that feat. As the 1-0 high, 2-0. Can you name those two players? I will give a little bit of a clue here because it is a bit of a trickier answer to get. 2-0 on the inside corner, 2-1. Both of these players played over a century ago.
Really?
Over a century? Yeah, I was kind of surprised by that as well.
I'm very surprised by
2-1, fouled off the hands, 2-2.
So Barry Bonds never led the league in steals.
Never led the league in steals, never was top two.
Right.
At least not top two in a year. He was top two in home runs.
Right.
But I will say both of these guys are in the Hall of Fame, and both of these guys are very well-known Hall of Famers. But tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. If you have Johnny or I's numbers, just shoot us a text. Give you the answer as well. The 2-2. High pop up. Third base side. Felix Reyes in a foul ground. He waves for it. Right in front of the third base coach's box. Makes the catch. Inning over. Another shutdown frame from Braden Tucker. After Jersey Shore scores 3 in the top of the inning, he faces only 3 in the bottom half. 1-2-3. Go the Cyclones. Dakota Hawkins back to work in the 6th. 4-0 Blue Claws on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is a family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
We love you for all you do for us. For keeping us warm and comfortable. For helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the 6th inning. 4-0 Jersey Shore on this Saturday night alongside Johnny Gadamowitz. I'm Justin Rock. Hope you're having a wonderful night wherever you may be. Jordan Vyers certainly had a hand in this ball game with his outfield assist back in the 4th inning. This one flared out to left field. We have Asensio racing out, Omar jogging in, and it lands between the both of them for a base hit. That's Omar De Los Santos's baseball, and he just didn't take charge. And as a result, Jordan Vyers has a leadoff base hit. Before, you could argue that Omar lost that ball maybe in the sunshine when the ball got over his head. Well, the sun is out of the line of sight now. So not sure what happened there. Brings up Luis Caicudo, who shows bunt. And he takes inside 1-0. Caicudo has grounded his short and walked in this ball game. Throw over by Hawkins and not in time. Good move there by Dakota. And Vyers just barely getting back. Get you our Coney Combos trivia question one more time before we give you the answer in the bottom of the 6th. Do have one guest chimed in. It's not really a guest, though. Pitch high, snap throw by Suero to first late. 2-0 now. But Mary DiBernardo chiming in on the third base side, saying she and her sister Diane have zero guesses, but it is a beautiful night for baseball. And Mary, we absolutely do agree. We hope you're having a wonderful time at the ballpark tonight, despite the score. And a foul ball off the hands, 2-1. Jersey Shore, 4 runs on 10 hits tonight, with nobody out in the 6th inning. 2-1. Flared off the end of the bat towards the right side. This one will get over the netting and right into a fan's glove. At least that's what it looked like. Behind that netting. No reaction from the crowd. It's either somebody caught it or I'm seeing things. 2-2. Byers leads off first the pitch, a chopper towards third. Charging in is Tillian. Only play is to first. And that's where they'll get the out. Byers advancing 90 feet to second. And the Blue Claws another runner in scoring position with one out for Trent Farquhar.
Still nobody warming for Brooklyn. Dakota's pitch count at 50 right now. Again, we told you earlier, this is someone who is capable of giving you some real length. And that pitch count can get up towards starter-type pitch counts, if you will. And Dakota, having not pitched in a while, naturally the leash longer tonight.
First time pitching in a week as this pulled foul by Farquhar in the count 0-1. Farquhar finally retired tonight in his last at-bat, struck out looking. Started the night with a single and a double. Ball behind Hawkins, back as he gets the sign from Suero. Throw to second base, and it rolls off of Fires and into center field. And Fires will get up and take third. Hawkins made a spinning pickoff throw to second. Could not be held onto by Villavicencio. And it kicked off Fires and into center field. And an error allows Jersey Shore to move that runner to third. So the infield comes in now for Farquhar behind in the count 0-1. The one strike pitch on the outer half. And the count 0-2. It was a pickoff error on Hawkins for the throw. Trying to make a big pitch here ahead in the count 0-2. A two strike offering down and in. Nice sliding stop by Suero to his right behind the hitter. 1-2 on Farquhar.
Oh, as solid as Jersey Shore has been tonight with the bats, they have struggled in situations like these. They are 0-9 with runners in scoring position so far.
Pretty incredible when you consider they have 4 runs on 10 hits. One, two coming. And Farquhar shoots it down the left field line out of play. And it remains 1-2 on the Jersey Shore second baseman. But our Coney Combos trivia question of the night. Shohei Ohtani, second in Major League Baseball in both home runs and stolen bases. Only two players in Major League history have finished a year top two in the big leagues in home runs and steals. 1-2 from Hawkins. Line drive center field, and that one is down for a base hit. Third hit tonight for Trent Farquhar. That scores Jordan Byers and make it 5-0 Blue Claws in the sixth. A three-hit night for Trent Farquhar, his fifth high RBI. And the Blue Claws continue to serve the ball across the diamond. So the errant pickoff throw helps create a run. And now Diego Gonzalez, who's 0-2. A fielder's choice and a ground out to the pitcher. This fouled off the handle of the bat out of play. 0-1 on Gonzalez, who came on for Aiden Miller in the second inning.
Trent Farquhar now with 9 hits over his last 3 games and change.
I'm not a math major, but I'm pretty sure that's good. The 0-1, Gonzalez pulls it foul wide at third. No balls and two strikes, but only two players in Major League history have finished a season top two in the big leagues in both homers and steals. Can you name them? Did give you some hints. Both these players had it happen over a century ago. Both well-known Hall of Famers, though. Give me the answer, bottom six. O2 pitch. Hit on the ground towards third. Tillian Bobbles throws to second for one. Back to first, not in time. Had some trouble getting it out of his glove, and that cost Brooklyn an opportunity at two. With Farquhar's speed running from first to second, honestly, Cyclones lucky to get the lead runner there. Was closer than Gilbert Gomez probably would have liked in the first base dugout. But they do get the lead man on the fielder's choice. So one on and two out for Keaton Anthony. 0 for 3 in this ballgame. Round out to the left side in his last at-bat. Runner goes, swing and a miss. Throw down by Suero. Tagged there by De Los Santos in time. Inning over. Great throw there from Chris Suero. And Gonzalez caught stealing 2-4 to retire the side. But Jersey Shore adds to their lead. A run on two hits and error. And nobody left on base at the end of 5.5. It is 5-0 Jersey Shore on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Well, Braden Tucker has been a hair shy of perfect so far tonight. Just one hit through his first five innings on the mound. He's only thrown 57 pitches as well through the first five innings tonight, so he has been incredibly efficient in this contest. As we move to the bottom of the sixth inning, his Blue Claws, a relatively comfortable 5-0 lead. Kevin Villavicencio in the bottom third. Brooklyn's lineup due up. Villavicencio struck out in his first at-bat, pulls it sharply foul. And the count 0-1. Tucker had pitched well in his last two starts. Coming into play tonight, just two runs allowed in his last 11 innings. If you include tonight, just two runs on eight hits in his last 16 frames. The 0-1. This one ripped down the left field line, and that one will get down one hop off the wall. Quickly fielding and firing in is Schreffler, and that's going to force Villavicencio to stay at first with a long single. Can't really blame Villavicencio there. Hit it a million miles an hour off the bat down the line, and really just a stupendous play by Schreffler playing it off the fence. 104 off the bat for Villavicencio officially. So Brooklyn with the leadoff man aboard. Brings up Kellum Clark. Struck out in his only trip. First pitch to the lefty batter high. 1-0. Coney Combo's trivia question tonight. We'll give you the answer right here in this sixth inning. Shohei Ohtani, second in Major League Baseball. Home runs and steals. Only two players in big league history have ever done that. Throw over and Villa dives in. Only two players have ever finished top two in Major League Baseball in home runs and stolen bases in a single season. Can you name them? Tweet the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. Both guys played over a century ago. Well-known Hall of Famers. 1-0. High, two balls and no strikes. Any thoughts, Johnny?
My mind goes to Ted Williams.
Was not Ted Williams.
No. Okay.
You don't think of either of these guys as well as power hitters. This is fouled back 2-1. To really narrow it down a little bit more, this was in the dead ball era, so no one has really ever led the league with a crazy amount of home runs and stolen bases like Ohtani has done this year with like a 40-40 campaign.
Right, right. Any Yankees on there?
No Yankees. 2-1. Outside, 3-1. No Phillies on there either. However, one of those two guys does have a Pennsylvania connection. In there for a strike with a changeup, 3-2.
I don't know. I'm stumped.
Oh, wait until there's an out in the inning to spoil all the fun. Runner goes. Payoff pitch high. Ball four. So Brooklyn with more base runners in the first two batters of this sixth inning than they had in the first five against Tucker tonight. And just one base runner over the first five innings. But Brooklyn now with two on, nobody out in the sixth for Jeffrey De Los Santos. Jeffrey trying to snap out of a funk. Been a tough stretch for him, including tonight just 0 for his last 17. And trying to halt a 3 for 41 dating back to the last homestand. Third baseman Reyes playing in. Righty fires, and Jeffrey fouls it out of play. Back towards the roof, 0-1. Big hole for Jeffrey between the third baseman Reyes and the shortstop Gonzalez shaded up the middle. Morabito on deck. And Tucker lifts his leg and looks the runner back to second. Some action starting in Jersey Shore's left field bullpen. A right-hander up and warming. Mentioned Tucker's pitch count. Rather tame, just 66 pitches. But his pitch count total generally has hovered around 75. As De Los Santos sends it onto the roof once more, 0-2. 76 pitches for Tucker in his last start. 73 in the start before that. However, he did throw 90 pitches in his high A debut against Brooklyn back on July the 21st. This will be number 68 on the night for him. 0-2 on the inside corner, strike three called. Braden Tucker has his sixth strikeout tonight. And there's one away in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Yeah, Tucker's no stranger to having some real shutdown outings. His final outing with single-A Clearwater earlier in the year was a really weird one, Justin, where he went six no-hit innings and didn't walk anybody either, but he did hit four batters, one of the weirder final lines you'll see.
Well, the six strikeouts tonight for Tucker, tying his season high. Now Nick Morabito, who is 1-for-2. And that in the dirt gets away from the catcher, Kai Kudo. Bounces off the padded fence. And everyone will move up. They have Asensio to third. Advancing to second is Kellum Clark. And now a base hit can pull Brooklyn right back into the thick of it. Second and third, one out, and a 1-0 count on Brooklyn's hottest hitter. Morabito thrown out on a bunt attempt. Leading off to home first, singled and then was thrown out trying to score on a sac fly back in the fourth. Has stolen a pair of bags tonight. 1-0 outside as well. 2-0. Morabito's reached in seven consecutive games. And hitting .321 since the All-Star break. 2-0. In there a strike. And the count 2-1. Morabito coming into play today. 14 more hits than anybody else in the league since making his high A debut. He is three hits shy of the century mark with Brooklyn. As Morabito takes upstairs, it's 3-1. DeAndre Smith is the man who almost brought in Morabito with that potential sac fly. Waiting on deck. 3-1 from Tucker. At the knees, a full count. Morabito thought he had ball four. Jogged across the plate, but had to turn around and head back. And the crowd here on Coney Island giving Tatum Littleton an earful. Corners are in. Middle infield is back. Runners at second and third. The payoff pitch. Line drive foul towards the parking lot. We'll do it again. Tucker challenged him. Gave him a fastball at the heart of the plate. Morabito just late. Cyclones trying to break up the shutout. Tucker's payoff pitch, and Morabito, a high fly ball into right center field. Back into his left. Boyd, he'll make the catch. Tagging from third is Villavicencio. Throw in will come into second base. A sacrifice fly for Nick Morabito gets Brooklyn on the board. His 20th high ARBI makes it 5-1 in the sixth. So Clark stays put at second base. Two away now in the inning for DeAndre Smith. Smith has fly to center and struck out. So we've given everybody enough time. It's time to get you the answer to our trivia question here tonight. Tucker at the belt. First pitch to Smith. High by the hands, 1-0. Only two players in Major League history finished the year top two in Major League Baseball in home runs and stolen bases. Mentioned it was over a century ago. Two Hall of Famers well known playing in the dead ball era. 1-0 up and in. Two balls and no strikes. Did mention that there is a bit of a Pennsylvania tie for one of the two. They are very well known. Have to go back to 1908 and 1909. 2-0, hit in the air, right field. Back into his right, Vires. Boyd back into his left in the gap, makes the catch to end the inning. In 1908, it was Honus Wagner who was top two in the league in home runs and stolen bases for the Pirates the year after that. A lot of you guessed this guy earlier this week for the Joey Votto question. Ty Cobb, top two in the league in home runs and stolen bases in 1909. Brooklyn breaks up the shutout. They get a run across. We head to the seventh, 5-1 Jersey Shore.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
Dakota Hawkins back to the mound for Brooklyn as we move to the seventh. And as Rick Rosetto just said over the PA, happy 23rd birthday to Alan Perdomo, the Cyclones reliever. 5-1 Blue Claws as we move to the seventh. Here's Johnny for the play-by-play.
First pitch is a strike to Keaton Anthony from Dakota Hawkins. 0-1. Jersey Shore leading it 5-1 here in the top of the seventh on Star Wars night. 0-1. Hit on the ground towards second. Ranging over to his left, De Los Santos scoops it up. Relays over to first. One gone. Yeah, we've had a bevy of lightsaber duels on the field between innings. We've got some post-game fireworks and more Star Wars festivities following the conclusion. They had a Jet Williams X-Wing fighter jet bobblehead giveaway, which has to be one of the cooler bobbleheads ever given away here. First pitch to Henry Mendez. Downstairs, 1-0. Not to mention the R2-D2 bucket hats that you can take advantage of with that ticket offer as well.
Thought I saw Pee-wee dressed up as R2-D2 today.
1-0 outside, 2-0. And not only was Pee-wee dressed up as R2-D2, but Sandy was none other than C-3PO. So some nice coordination there between the Brooklyn mascots. 1-1 served on the ground. De Los Santos at second, right to him. Over to first, back-to-back, 4-3 ground outs.
Well, it's the only one missing BB-8.
That's the new one, yes. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, some of those R2-D2 bucket hats also do come in BB-8 style.
I think they're reversible bucket caps. One side is R2-D2 and the other side
is
BB-8.
That is very cool. Okay. That's really nifty. Felix Reyes next. First pitch to him in towards the knees. 1-0. Although I have to say the recent set of three, episodes 7, 8, and 9, 1-0 to Reyes, inside 2-0. For me at least, and again, everyone's different, different eras, different ages, just didn't quite do the trick as much. I don't think I'm alone that regard. 2-0 to Reyes, pitch. Called strike, it's 2-1. Really like the first new one, episode 7.
That's the only one of the new three that I've seen.
Okay.
Found it late at night. It was nothing on TV besides it. I thought that one was good. I haven't had a chance to see 8 or 9.
2-1. Back to the screen. It's 2-2. Yeah, The Force Awakens, the one where they introduce Rey and Finn and all the new characters. That one I liked. 8 and 9, a little bit of a different story.
I would say a lot of what I heard was people didn't like the direction it went after that first one.
Yeah. 2-2 to Reyes, and Felix drops to an E, swings and misses, drop third strike, gets by Suero. He'll rainbow it down to first, and the inning is over. Harmless for Dakota Hawkins, a couple of ground outs and a swinging strikeout to get us to stretch time in Brooklyn. 5-1 Blue Claws on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. No beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure. He's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now. Weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Coney Island Sandbar call to the bullpen as we move to the bottom of the seventh. Coney Island Sandbar open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. Perfect spot for a pregame snack or a postgame drink. Johnny, Braden Tucker's day done after six innings. Paxton Thompson, who picked up the save on Tuesday for the second time this week.
Yes, he did. Thank you, Justin. So take a bow, Braden Tucker. First pitch to Chris Suero from Thompson. is on the outer edge for a strike. Nothing and one. Thompson is a right-hander. So a couple of righties so far on the bump for Jersey Shore. Chris Suero continuing to exchange some words with Tatum Littleton.
Yeah, it was something about the pitch clock.
And that's the second time tonight that that has happened, where Suero and Littleton have had some sort of conversation regarding that pitch clock. Oh, one. Suero waves and misses over the top of a breaking ball. It's nothing and two. So the final line on Tucker, hard to be much better than he was. 6 two-hit, 1-run innings with 6 strikeouts and 1 walk. Brooklyn's only run came bottom six on a Nick Morabito with sacrifice fly. 0-2. Suero takes down and away. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. So now Thompson on. And his goal is to make sure that Tucker's splendid effort does not go to waste. Right now, Tucker in line for the win. 1-2 on Suero. From the third base side of the slab, the pitch outside. Just by a smidge. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Suero 0-2 tonight. Popped to second, flied out to right. Brooklyn's 3-batter, 3-4-5 here in the frame for the Clones. Thompson comes set at his stomach, 2-2. Suero grabs a piece, fights a foul, remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. So, yeah, Justin mentioned, saw Thompson earlier in the week, 6-1, 205 from St. Michael, Minnesota, a UNC Charlotte product. Played his college ball in the, Conference USA, 2-2. Swing and a miss. Suero threw a fastball. Could not make contact on the fastball that ran in. So Thompson strikes out the first batter he faces tonight. And it's bases empty, one away now for William Lugo.
Left-hander Ryan Ammons up in the Brooklyn bullpen right now.
First pitch, Lugo takes downstairs, ball one. Lugo working on just a 2-for-19 right now. Zoom out a little bit further, 9-for-52 over his previous 15 games. But has showed signs of life at the plate as of late. 1-0, Lugo pops it up. Right side of the infield. Farquhar, the second baseman, ranging in. Cut off by Anthony, the first baseman. He's got it. 2 outs. So Thompson picking up right where Tucker left off. Sits down the first two with ease. Now Junior Tillian, like Lugo before him, also working on an offer. Junior a couple of ground outs to his counterpart at third, Felix Reyes. Righty-righty matchup. The pitch. Tillian takes low. 1-0. Two teams will tie a bow on this series tomorrow. Jack Wenninger set to make his second appearance of the series. No starter listed as of yet from Jersey Shore's standpoint. 1-0. Tillian takes a strike. It's 1-1. Again, should things hold and Jersey Shore capture this one, they lead 5-1, now bottom seven. That would clinch a series victory for the Blue Claws, who would have an opportunity to then take 5 of 6 tomorrow. 1-1 to Tillian. He strokes it foul. Out of play into the seating ball on the first base side.
And that would clinch them not only the series victory for the season that they've already clinched, but would mean they will have won all 3 road series in this ballpark this year after Brooklyn and Jersey Shore split the first two in Lakewood.
Yeah, they've seen plenty of one another. 1-2. Tillian takes down. 2-2. Yeah, the only two teams left on the Cyclone schedule after Sunday. The Winston-Salem Dash on the road next week. And the Wilmington Blue Rocks at home to conclude the regular season. 2-2 to Tillian. Bases empty. 2 gone. 5-1 Claws. Pitch. Tillian again on the ground to third, but this one foul. That was a couple of inches to the right. Could have been trouble. Reyes had to play it on a backhand. He would have had to square his feet and get off a strong throw across the diamond. But alas, we'll never know. And another 2-2 upcoming to Brooklyn's third baseman. You thought maybe Tillian snapping out of a bit of a funk yesterday. 3 for 4, a couple of RBIs down the home stretch in the Brooklyn win on Friday night. But hasn't been able to carry that over into tonight, at least so far. Here's the 2-2. Dillian checks his swing and went around, says the home plate umpire, Tatum Whittleton. So it is a 1-2-3 inning for Thompson, who punches a pair in the frame. Let's go to the eighth. 5-1 Blue Claws on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
We got breaking news.
Wall-to-wall breaking news.
It's that time of year.
The Dodgers get Machado.
Where teams make their move.
We are the epicenter of the trade deadline.
To postseason glory.
I love what San Diego's doing here.
Juan Soto, first time in a Padres uniform.
But this deadline waits for no one.
They're the best offense.
Who's going to get Ohtani?
We're watching.
It makes them a competitive lineup.
You heard it here first.
Oh, my.
The 2023 MLB Trade Deadline Special, August 1st on MLB Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Back end of this ballgame here. We go top 8 from Maimonides Park on Star Wars 9. Thanks for stopping by. Jersey Shore leads it 5-1. Blue Claw bullpen only needs 6 more outs. Cyclones trying to mount a late inning comeback. Going to take over the play-by-play reins with Ryan Ammons into the ballgame. Here is Justin Ryan.
Thank you, Johnny. Ammons trying to keep this a 4-run game. As we play here in the top of the eighth inning. 5-1 Jersey Shore, our score. Ammons on for the first time this week in the first pitch to Amarian Boyd. Backdoor breaking ball, 0-1. Boyd, an RBI triple to start the scoring. And has since added a solo shot in the fifth. The 0-1. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, 92 on the gun. 0-2. Ammons, the lefty, 6 feet tall, 205 pounds, 23 years old, from Easley, South Carolina. Red Sox 10th round pick last year out of Clemson, the 0-2. And Boyd hits one high in the air down the left field line, out of play. Boyd, no idea how he was able to get one in the air that high. Just threw his bat at it, a ball down and away. Skyscraper, that pop fly. Ammons 0-2. Hit on the ground is short. Right at Villavicencio. Quick transfer and throw. And the leadoff man retired in the eighth inning. Numbers for Ammons so far this season. Pitching for the first time since last Sunday in Wilmington. Ryan making his 11th appearance. 2-0, a 1.38 ERA. Just 3 hits allowed in 13 innings at the level, 9 walks and 14 strikeouts, and a filthy slider as Schreffler out in front, 0-1. Troy 1-for-3 tonight, a double in his second at-bat. Flied out to left in his last trip. The 0-1 from Ryan. Up and away. And the count even, a ball and a strike. Jersey Shore, 5 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They have left 6. Brooklyn a run, just 2 hits tonight. 1 error, they have stranded 1. Break even. Fouled off the wrists, back towards us, but down into the third level. And the count 1-2. Taking a look around the Mets affiliate scoreboard here in the top of the 8th inning as we near the top of the 8 o'clock hour. In the East, Mets will be in San Diego to take on the Padres. That coming up in about 40 minutes. 8:40 Eastern time start. David Peterson against Michael King. 1-2. Fastball up and away. 2-2. Brandon Nimmo, Pete Alonso, Francisco Alvarez, Jeff McNeil, along with Peterson, the former Cyclones in the starting lineup. 2-2. Check swing on a down and in slider. He went around, says the base umpire McKenna. Schreffler down on strikes. And Ammons has his first punch out, two out in the eighth. That K brought to you by BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit BrooklynFootballClub.com. Base is empty, two out for Jordan Viers. One for two, a walk and a single tonight. Lefty comes home. That pitch off the outside edge, 1-0. Triple-A Syracuse at home against Durham tonight. Rays affiliate. Syracuse a 1-0 lead through four. Luis Angel Acuna, a sac fly for the game's only run. 1-0 fastball strike. 1-1. Tyler McGill making the start at Triple-A today. Four innings, no runs, one hit. Luke Ritter, Austin Allen, JT Schwartz joining McGill as Cyclones alums in the lineup. As Viers swings and misses at a slider. And Ammons in front, 1-2. Double-A Binghamton playing on SNY tonight ahead of the Mets game in San Diego. Binghamton a 5-2 lead on Redding. Bottom of the seventh inning, Stanley Consuegra a 3-RBI night. The pitch, swing and a miss, got him. Struck him out on a slider down and away. A perfect eighth inning for Ryan Ammons. Finishing off the inning with a couple of strikeouts. No runs, no hits, nobody left. We're through 7.5. Jersey Shore 5, Brooklyn 1 here on Coney Island.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So, secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Jersey Shore making a call to the bullpen. So, interesting, Paxton Thompson comes on and sits down 1-2-3 in the bottom of the seventh, but that was Thompson's only job, to work a clean bottom of the seventh, because now a right-hander by the name of Jaden Estanista, making his second appearance of the series, will take the baton from Thompson. Jersey Shore leads it 5-1, bottom eight. Estanista will have to deal with 6-7-8, Omar De Los Santos, Kevin Villavicencio, and Kellum Clark.
Thank you, Johnny. So Estanista is on, and his first pitch, a strike to Omar De Los Santos in the count 0-1. Estanista, 6'3", 180 pounds, will turn 23 in October from Willemstad, Curacao. 1-0, and Omar, a high fly ball deep left field. Back goes Schreffler onto the warning track in front of the fence. Makes the catch for a loud out number one in the eighth. Omar gave it a ride, but just missed it. And one down in the eighth inning. Brings up Kevin Villavicencio. Singled and scored Brooklyn's Only run of the night back in the sixth. But Estanista on for the second time in this series, as Johnny outlined. Birch on the first base side of the rubber. First pitch to Villavicencio, fastball low at 94. 1-0, picked up the win on Tuesday night. Two scoreless innings of relief. Did allow a couple of hits, struck out a pair. And the Jersey Shore six-run comeback. 13th appearance at the level. This fouled back 1-1. 1-0 record, a 3.79 ERA. Does have a couple of saves. 15 hits, 19 innings, 7 walks, 24 strikeouts. Been with Jersey Shore since the 20th of June. This hit high in the air left field. In and towards the line is Schreffler. And he'll make another grab for the second out. Two up, two down in the eighth inning. Brings up Kellum Clark, has struck out and walked. Estanista represented Team Netherlands in the 2023 World Baseball Classic. Made a start against Team Italy on March the 12th of last year. Struck out Royals first baseman Vinny Pasquantino through two scoreless innings in that ballgame. Kellum Clark takes down and away. One ball, no strikes. Clark, lefty batter with an open stance from Brandon, Mississippi. 1-0. Outside 2-0 went to Brandon High School in Mississippi, same alma mater as former Cyclone J.T. Ginn. Also went to Mississippi State like Clark, 2-0. High 3-0, and Ginn earlier this week became the 102nd former Cyclone to make his Major League debut, and the second this year to debut while pitching for the Oakland A's, joining Michelle Otañez. 3-0 on the outside edge, 3-1, fourth, I believe, former Cyclone to debut in the big leagues this year. Christian Scott, Eric Orsi, the former Cyclones, the others, 3-1, outside ball four. So Clark works a two-out walk. And the inning continues for Jeffrey De Los Santos, who has struck out twice tonight. But wrapping up that look around the Mets affiliate scoreboard, we mentioned Binghamton a 5-2 lead tonight. Three RBI day for Stanley Consuegra. Kevin Parada a couple of base hits in that ballgame. First pitch from Estanista. And Jeffrey, a cue ball foul off the plate. 0-1. Single A St. Lucie, bottom of the sixth inning at home against Palm Beach. They trail 6-0. The 0-1. Up and in. It's even a ball and a strike. No Carson Benj in the lineup today at St. Lucie. And Nick Roselli, Mets 11th round pick this year, another base hit. That's your look around the Mets org so far tonight. 1-1. Bottom fell out of that delivery from Estanista. Jeffrey waves over the top of it. 1-2. Top of the lineup, and Nick Morabito, two up next. Cyclones 1-on, 2-out. Bottom 8, Jersey Shore, a 5-1 lead. As Estanista steps off. Tall Red Sox all the way up just below the knees. Coming out of those bright red and white cleats. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him on the changeup. Third time Jeffrey's down on strikes tonight. And Estanista picks up his first K to end the inning. No runs, no hits. One man left on a walk to the ninth we go. Jersey Shore a 5-1 lead on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Brian Ammons back to the mound, top of the ninth inning at 9-1 and 2. Scheduled to face him here. Jersey Shore a 5-1 lead alongside Johnny Gaudamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. First pitch to Luis Caicudo. Taken high in the count 1-0. Caicudo, couple of ground outs and a walk tonight. Ammons delivers and a slider high. 2-0. Caicudo acquired by the Phillies. Minor league Rule 5 draftee from the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. From Ammons. That one in there, a strike in the count, 2-1. A reminder, everybody, homestand closes up tomorrow, 2 o'clock the first pitch. Gates open 1 o'clock. Johnny and I on the airwaves, 145, the 2-1. Not sure where that missed. Good pitch there from Ammons. Maybe ruled a bit low. 3-1 on Caicudo. 3-1 offering. And a slider in there for a strike. It's 3-2. Friends Day at the ballpark tomorrow. In honor of the legendary television show. First 1,000 fans getting a How You Doing t-shirt giveaway. As Caicudo, a little swinging bunt up the first base line. And Suero will pick it up in foul territory. Remains 3-2. Foul by maybe an inch or two. We'll have a Friends brunch package up on the Optimum rooftop. Down the third baseline, perfect views of the Atlantic Ocean, the Coney Island amusements, of course, our ball field, and look behind it all the way out towards the entire borough of Brooklyn and all the way out towards Manhattan. Catch a glimpse of One World Trade. 3-2. Fouled back, and we'll do it again. Kids will get to run the bases after the game tomorrow. Should be another beautiful day on Coney Island. Jack Weninger will make his second start of the series, 1-1. A 2.9 ERA with Brooklyn. Payoff pitch. And another foul ball from Caicudo. Back to the mesh screen. Next pitch will be number 9 in this at-bat. We do know who will start the game for Jersey Shore tomorrow. However, he has not been added to their roster yet, so for now it will remain a TBA. Payoff pitch, and Caicudo, a high fly ball out of play. This one to the back of the third base seats. And it will be a 10-pitch at-bat for Ammons to start this ninth inning, I should say. Payoff pitch once more, and Caicudo rolls it back to the mound. Scooped up by Ammons, jogs to first, underhand flip on to Clark, one out. Back to the top of the lineup, and Trent Farquhar has sprayed the ball all over the field tonight. single to right in the first. Then doubled to left in his second at-bat in the third inning. And then roped a single to center most recently in the sixth. So he has three hits to all three fields tonight. First pitch to Farquhar, and he tried to hold up his swing, fooled on the breaking ball. 0-1. Farquhar, fifth in the league in on-base percentage since making his debut after the All-Star break, the 0-1. Off the end of the bat towards short, backing up on it is Villavicencio. And onto the left field turf makes the running grab, two out. Caught off the bat, that ball would get down between the infield and the left fielder, De Los Santos, but Villavicencio got a great read on that ball and was able to make the play going back into his right. Base is empty, two out for Diego Gonzalez, 0-3 since coming on for Aiden Miller in the second inning. Third baseman Tillian playing towards the line, and Ammons takes high, 1-0. Looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth inning, Brooklyn will have the top of their lineup due up, Morabito, Smith, and Suero. 1-0 from Ammons. High again. Two balls, no strikes. And after the series wraps up tomorrow, Brooklyn will pack up for their final road trip of the year. 1-0 high. Rather, 2-0 high. It's 3-0. Play down in North Carolina against the Dash starting at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. Worth noting the Dash have added the White Sox first round pick from this year, the 3-0 inside ball four. And Gonzalez on with a two out walk. First free pass allowed by Ammons tonight. One on, two out for Keaton Anthony. 0-4 in this ball game. Could be the last chance for him to extend his on-base streak. And reached in six straight coming into the night. And Hagen Smith, the lefty out of Arkansas, now a member of the Dash. First pitch from Ammons. Inside, five straight have missed. And the count 1-0. And Don Omar's from around these parts. Danza Kuduro flaring in from beyond the left field wall. Throw over to first, and Gonzalez back standing. So certainly a potential for the Cyclones to face the White Sox first round pick from this year when they come to town next week. That one outside, 2-0. Interesting, haven't seen a whole lot of pitchers from this year's draft class get added to minor league affiliates. 2-0. Check swing, Anthony Offord, says the home plate umpire. Tonight, that is Tatum Littleton. 2-1 on Anthony. Right now, none of the Mets drafted pitchers on an affiliated roster. Have seen some video from the Mets player development account. Guys pitching in the new Bridge League down in Florida. The Florida Complex League season moved up about a month or so this year. Throw over, a little bit high, and Gonzalez back standing up. Be curious to see Smith, and honestly be curious to see what the White Sox have on him in terms of how long he would go into a ball game. 2-1. Anthony fouls it away, 2-2. Certainly the White Sox not getting Smith ready for a playoff push. Do believe they're already the only team already eliminated from playoff contention. And that's
what
not
are they
just
on pace for at this point? It can't be very much.
Runner goes from first, 2-2, hit on the ground towards the right side. Nice job adjusting by Jeffrey De Los Santos. Able to cut back to his left after racing to cover the bag and makes the play on a first to end the inning. So no harm, no foul on the two-out walk. Side retired. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Brooklyn needs 4 to tie, 5 to walk it off. Jersey Shore making another Coney Island Sandbar call to the bullpen on the Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Call to the bullpen for the Blue Claws. It is Wen-Wei Pan on in relief for Jersey Shore. He is now the fourth Blue Claw arm of the night. He's the number 20 prospect in the organization. That's what MLB.com has him at. And his Blue Claws are leading 5-1. Home crowd, whether they are Cyclones fans or Star Wars fanatics alike, trying to will Brooklyn to a bottom nine comeback here. The bad news, though, is that the Cyclones only have 2 base hits tonight. They'll need much more than that in all likelihood if they want to make things interesting here in the ninth, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. So Pan is on for the second time this week. 6'3", 220 pounds. Will turn 22 in September from Hualien, Taiwan. First pitch nearly hits Morabito in the chest. Fastball got away from him inside at 96, 1-0. Pan making his 11th appearance. 10th out of the bullpen for Jersey Shore. 0-1 record, a 1.59 ERA. Does have a save. This not a save opportunity, the 1-0. And Morabito fouls it off the wrists, 1-1. Pan, 12 hits in 17 innings, 5 walks, 19 strikeouts, missed the first 3 months really of his season with a broken right pinky finger. That outside, 2-1 on Morabito. A bunt, where he was thrown out by the catcher. A single and brought in Brooklyn's only run with a sac fly. 2-1, fouled into the first base seats, 2-2. Pond threw a scoreless inning to close out the ballgame on Wednesday, struck out 1. Phillies number 20 prospect by MLB Pipeline, as Johnny mentioned. Baseball America has him at 16, the 2-2. Low, full count. Pan, fastball slider, but his big pitch, the splitter. That split change ruled the best changeup in the Phillies organization. Entering the season by Baseball America. Finished last year. It's part of the Blue Claws pitching staff. Second half division champions. Payoff pitch. Up and away, ball 4. And Morabito is on to start the ninth inning. Third time Morabito has had a productive plate appearance tonight. Second time he's been on base. And Brooklyn with one on and nobody out for DeAndre Smith. Smith 0 for 3 in this ballgame. Couple of fly balls to center and a strikeout. Right arm dangling at Pond's side as he gets the sign. And now time called, and it'll be a pitch clock violation on Pond. And the count 1-0 before DeAndre sees an official pitch. The 1-0. High up and in. 2 balls and no strikes. Well, Brooklyn did have a 5-run rally in a ninth inning against Jersey Shore already this year. As Smith fouls it off his front foot. And the count 2-1. That was the first game out of the All-Star break on July the 19th. Brooklyn trailed 5-0 with two out in the ninth before tying the game and winning it in the 10th. Hoping for some similar heroics in the ninth inning tonight. 2-1. And Smith drives it in the air to center, waiting now, going back into his left, Boyd. And he'll make the running grab for the first out. Smith hit it well. But again, Amarion Boyd playing a great center field, able to track it down. And there's one on, one out for Chris Suero. Suero, last chance for him to extend his on-base streak. 0-for-3 in this ballgame. Couple of fly balls to the right side and a strikeout. Suero had reached in 12 straight entering the night. First pitch from Pond. Fastball away. 1-0.
Yeah, right now, Justin, Brooklyn's 2-3-4 batters, Smith, Suero, and Lugo, are a combined 0-for-10.
Brooklyn been limited to just two hits tonight. Suero out in front of the breaking ball. And the count 1-1. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town, and a look ahead to the series finale tomorrow. This foul back towards us. And out of play, 1-2. No chance for Johnny or I to make a play. Had to keep our eyes peeled on the road in Wilmington last week. Back-to-back road series, we've had foul balls enter our booth in visiting ballparks. That was pretty much a home-only experience last year. At least I recognized last week in Wilmington when we were in Aberdeen, I had no idea a ball was sitting in my booth for about three innings. 1-2 pitch. Pop back towards us. This time won't make it far enough for us to make a play. 1-2, it remains on Suero. Yeah, couldn't make the play last week in Wilmington. Reached out and just sort of alligator armed it. Did not have the hand-eye coordination skills of one Johnny Gademowitz. And Brooklyn played Winston-Salem, I believe, last year as it's pulled foul, third base side. Remains 1-2. So might need to pack my glove on the road this week in Winston-Salem.
Listen, I was just as surprised as you were that I caught that ball last year.
Selling yourself short. One, two. Up and away, two balls and two strikes. Runner at first, one out, bottom of the ninth inning. Jersey Shore 5, Brooklyn 1, Blue Claws trying to clinch a series victory with a win tonight. Would be their eighth win in their last nine games. Brooklyn trying to force a rubber match tomorrow with a rally. 2-2. Another foul ball, third base side. Everyone ducking out of the way by the Blue Claw far entrance to the dugout. William Lugo waiting on deck. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. Great crowd on hand here tonight. 2-2. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Throw down to second base. The tag. It's time to get him. Ball game over. A strike him out. Throw him out. Double play. Morabito caught stealing. And the ball game is over. A chorus of boos echo out from the hometown crowd. But no argument from Gilbert Gomez. Races right past both umpires. And back to the first base dugout. Your final score in 9 tonight. The Jersey Shore Blue Claws 5 and the Brooklyn Cyclones 1. The Blue Claws have won all three road series here in Coney Island this season. We'll step aside, take a break. When we come back, we'll return with the unhappy recap here tonight. Jersey Shore has won 8 of their last 9. They take it tonight 5-1. Back with our final thoughts after these words on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Once again, Jersey Shore is pitching, limiting Brooklyn's offense here tonight as the Cyclones have to settle for just one run on a sac fly in the sixth inning. As the Blue Claws have won four of the first five in this series and eight of their last nine overall, they take it tonight by a final of 5-1 with the win. The Blue Claws improving to 28-25 in the half, 66-53 overall. Brooklyn with the loss dropping to 24-29 in the second half, 57-62 on the year. A little bit of a lightsaber duel starting to unfurl on the diamond here on Coney Island as we get ready for the post-game festivities on Star Wars night. We'll have a little bit of a lightsaber battle going on the diamond while some post-game fireworks go on in the backdrop as well. But taking you through the game that was here tonight as Jersey Shore and Brooklyn squared off, Austin Trusser making his home debut against Blue Claw right-hander Braden Tucker. And it was a scoreless game through one inning tonight, but it didn't stay that way for long after the game switched to the second inning. Felix Reyes led off the second inning with a single, and that brought up a Marion Boyd who started what was a fabulous night at the plate for the Blue Claw center fielder. Three batted in. The righty's 1-0. And Boyd a line drive left center field. And that one ticketed for the gap, rolling all the way to the base of the wall. On his way to third, Reyes. He'll get waved around. He'll score. Boyd on his way to third. And he'll be in there sliding feet first. Another triple for Jersey Shore in this series. And the second for Marion Boyd in as many games. The Blue Claws strike first once again. They have a 1-0 lead. So Marion Boyd delivered an RBI triple, started the scoring, remained a 1-0 game for quite a while. As a matter of fact, it was a 1-0 contest all the way until the fifth inning. Dakota Hawkins came on for Austin Trusser in the third inning, threw the most pitches he had tossed since coming off the IL in July. But in the fifth inning, Jersey Shore started a rally with two out. First two batters grounded out, but then Henry Mendez singled through the hole on the right side. And that brought up Felix Reyes, who has firmly pronounced himself this year as a Cyclone killer. McCarty against Jackson Ballmeister. 2-0. Curveball drill. Deep left field, forget that. Omar's just going to turn and watch that one sail into the Coney Island night. Felix Reyes, a majestic two-run shot. And the Blue Claws expand their one-run lead. It's now 3-0. A 400-foot, 110-mile-an-hour blast off the bat of Felix Reyes. His eighth of the year made it a 3-0 Jersey Shore game. But unfortunately for Brooklyn, the Blue Claws offense would not stop there. As five pitches later, Marion Boyd decided to go back-to-back. 2-2, and Boyd drills this one in the air to left, back at the track at the wall, and that just barely has enough height. to get over the fence for a home run. Back-to-back home runs from Felix Reyes and Amarian Boyd. Those two have provided all four runs in this ballgame. 4-0 Blue Claws in the fifth. Another extra base hit for Amarian Boyd in this series. His third homer of the year gave the Blue Claws a 4-0 lead. They would add to it in the sixth as a single from Jordan Fires. A ground out advanced him to second. A throwing error on a pickoff attempt allowed him to take third. And then he scored on a Trent Farquhar single. Gave the Blue Claws a 5-0 lead. Brooklyn, though, would get on the board in the bottom of the sixth. Kevin Vivicencio led off the inning with a single. Caleb Clark walked. And after Jeffrey De Los Santos struck out, a wild pitch moved runners to second and third. And that brought Nick Morabito to the plate with a chance to break up the shutout. Tucker's payoff pitch. And Morabito, a high fly ball in a right center field. Back into his left. Boyd, he'll make the catch. Tagging from third is Villavicencio. Throw in will come into second base. A sacrifice fly for Nick Morabito gets Brooklyn on the board. His 20th high ARBI makes it 5-1 in the sixth. So a sack fly for Morabito made it a 5-1 ball game, but that would be the final run scored of the night as Jersey Shore wins it by that final of 5-1. Winning pitcher Braden Tucker proves to 3-1 his third consecutive victory in as many starts. Six innings, a run, two hits, a walk, and six strikeouts. The loss to Austin Trussery drops to 0-1, gave up just one run on five hits in 2 2/3 innings, a walk, no strikeouts tonight. Final line score, Jersey Shore 5 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They left 7. Brooklyn 1 run, 2 hits, 1 error. They left 2. Final time of the game tonight, 2 hours and 24 minutes. And once again, a crowd over 3,000 here on Coney Island. 4,282 making their way out for Star Wars Night 2024. With a look at the out-of-town scoreboard across the South Atlantic League and the Mets organizations, here's Johnny Gadamowicz before we say so long on this Saturday night.
Okay, Justin, lightsaber duel still going on. That's what you hear in the background. And boy, has it been an interesting one down there. There must have been about 30 or 40 different Jedi and Sith masters down on the field below. Right now, there's only a couple left. I think they're duking it out last man standing style. So we'll see who takes the cake. We'll give you a check of the out-of-town scoreboard before we say so long. One other game final, everything else still in action. The game that is gone final, Justin told you about it earlier, 7-3 win for Hudson Valley. They improved to now 31-22 as the Renegades defeat the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Wilmington put up a 3 spot in the top of the first, but then Hudson Valley immediately responded to tie the game with a 3 spot of their own in the bottom of the first. They held Wilmington scoreless over the final 8 innings of that game en route to a 7-3 win. Harrison Cohen, Syosset, New York's own, picks up the win. He improves to 2-0 with a 1.32 ERA. Everything else going on right now, top 7 in Greensboro, Grasshoppers on top of the Tourists, 7-5. They have a runner on right now with 2 away. The Tourists do, trying to pull even, so tying run at bat right now for Asheville. Again, plenty of time there, only top 7. Bowling Green on top of Hickory, 3-0. Crawdads have just 1 hit in the top of the 6th to Bowling Green's 10, and the Hot Rods lead it by a score of 3-0 right now, and they are threatening for more. They have 2 in scoring position with only 1 away. Mid 5 in Greenville, where the Drive are up on the Emperor's 7-2, the score there. And the only other game in the circuit tonight, Winston-Salem and Aberdeen. Again, same Dash squad that Brooklyn will see on the road next week. Right now, the Dash and the Ironbirds knotted up at 1 in the top of the 6th. Winston-Salem does have 2 on with 2 outs in the top of the 6th. Mets affiliate scoreboard for you before we say so long on this Saturday night. Mets and Padres getting underway momentarily from out in Petco Park. But as far as the minor league teams are concerned in the organization, AAA Syracuse on top of Durham, 1-0, low-scoring affair, top 7 up in Central New York. Each team only has 1 base hit so far in that ballgame. Austin Allen has it for Syracuse. Tylor McGill, real strong effort, 4 2/3 of scoreless, one-hit balls. So McGill pitching well. Double-A Binghamton, they took down Reading 5-3 the final. How about Yoander Suarez? 9-5, a 3.92 ERA. As Wilkin Ramos picks up his eighth double-A save. And the Rumble Ponies win it 5-3. Only other game that would be single-A St. Lucie. They are through 7 right now against Palm Beach. But right now they find themselves on the short end of the stick. Cardinals ahead 6-3 through 7 there. Again, Mets and Padres getting underway momentarily. Boy, Justin, what a big start this is for David Peterson. You think about the way this series has gone so far. Obviously a lopsided affair last night. Mets trying to grab this series. They've split the first two to go with San Diego. And Peterson, who's maybe been their best pitcher over the course of the past month or so, really a show-me start for him tonight out west.
Well, he certainly showed you a lot on Monday night against the Orioles. Last two runs scoring on a balk and a subsequent home run after that spoiled what was a great start from Peterson. And looking forward to seeing what great things he does here tonight. As the Mets and Padres continue their series out on the West Coast. And we'll tune in to our old buddy Keith Ratt and Pat McCarthy when we're on our way home. And we hope you come home and then come right back out to Coney Island tomorrow afternoon for Friends Day at the ballpark. First 1,000 fans through the gates get a How You Doing t-shirt giveaway, a Friends brunch package up on the Optimum rooftop. Kids run the bases after the game. We'll also have a ticket package with a Central Perk mug as part of the Friends Day festivities tomorrow as well. Gates open at 1 o'clock. Johnny and I with a pregame 1:45, 2 o'clock the first pitch on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Valley Live app. Jack Weninger will get the ball for Brooklyn. 1-1, a 2.9 ERA. We do know who Jersey Shore will start in the game tomorrow, but he has yet to be added to the roster. So for now, we'll keep that as a TBA. Stay tuned to BrooklynCyclones.com and Jersey Shore's social media channels for updates regarding who may get the ball for the Blue Claws in the series finale tomorrow. That'll do it for us on this Saturday night as the Blue Claws take the fifth game of this series. They clinch a series victory with a 5-1 triumph for our entire ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our Vice President Stephen Cohen, the General Manager Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager Billy Harner. Our entire cast of characters here at Maimonides Park, and as always for my partner Johnny Gadamowitz, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Coney Island and Brooklyn, New York tonight. Again, your final tally, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws 5 and the Brooklyn Cyclones 1. We hope to have you with us again for the final game of this penultimate homestand of the season tomorrow afternoon, but until then, enjoy the rest of your Saturday night, everybody. So long from Brooklyn.
Thank you for tuning into this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.